Sunday school and in the main service this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great outpouring of your blessings upon our souls. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for deliverances, Lord. Thank you, Master, for the opportunity that we have. Lord, we have to surrender ourselves unto thee, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, O living God, for the anointing and inspiration you gave to your servant. Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful. We thank you, Lord, Master, that each time we come to this place, Lord, you have always been blessing us. You have always been speaking to us as your believing children. Lord, where we needed to be corrected, you correct us, Lord. Where we needed to be instructed, you instruct us, Lord. Where we needed to be, Master, admonished in the way of righteousness, where we needed to be rebuked, all these things, Lord, you have not failed to do in our midst. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we pray for your servants. May you continue to help them, Heavenly Father. Lord, may you continue to anoint them. May you continue to inspire them and continue to use them to be a channel of blessing to your children, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, having thanked thee, O God, we look unto thee for more of your help this evening, Lord. Lord Jesus, no man can say anything worth saying. You have to help the man to say the right thing. Lord Jesus, I'm depending on you, Lord. Be gracious, loving Savior. Anoint me and inspire me to be a blessing to your people, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, pass through me, pass Master to your people, and may you hear your word to your people, O living God. Lord Jesus, I've not come with my own idea. I've come, Master, as your servant taught us, Lord Jesus, to play the tape, to say what you have already said, Lord, to him, Heavenly Father. May you use the same word to be a great blessing to us, Lord. Help all of us, Heavenly Father. Have your way in our lives, Father. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Master. Be with your servants in other places. Help them also, Father. If they have evening service this evening, Lord, where they will have evening service, may you be with them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen your servant and use them to be a channel of blessing unto your people, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service. Let's have our seat as we try to sing this song before we open the scripture.
497.
Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Yeah, in his word, he has shown us the way. Yeah, in our midst, he is standing today.
Joyful with the meat to be.
When
from sin our hearts are when our hearts are free from sin. When from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall gather Savior with thee in our eternal home. That is his purpose for us. That is his plan for us. That our hearts will be free from sin. So that we can reign with him in his kingdom. May that be our portion in Jesus Christ's name. He has not called us to just be church members. He has not called us to just be follow. He has not called us without an aim to where he is taking us to. He has called us for a purpose. Praise ye the Lord. I was telling the children, I think 2 Sundays ago, according to the scriptures, them that he foreknown, the Bible said he called. Them that he called, the Bible said he has justified. Them that he justified, the Bible said he has glorified. Is that the scripture? I was telling them that if God, anyone who God calls, he will not fall on the wayside. Anyone who God calls, God called him for a purpose. And we who called him, we take him to glory. Praise ye the Lord. Then I told them, but you will say, Jesus called Judas. And Judas fell on the way.
Judas
went to hell.
Judas lost one of bad.
Let's forget. Let's read what the scripture says. Of course, let's say the Bible. Jesus Christ said, they that you have given me, he said, I have kept them, and that none of them will be lost. He said, apart from who? The son of perdition. He came from hell and he went back to hell. Then I told them, I said, you might think the same Jesus that called Peter and the rest of them called Judas. But then I said, are you Judas? Is that your name? Don't forget, the same Bible said, as a man ticket in his heart, so he is. As for me, by the grace of God, I am not Judas. That is me. I am not Judas. He who called me, he called me for a purpose. And the purpose while he called me is not to lose me on the way. The purpose while he called me is to take me to glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you for your prayers for us. Thank you for your cooperation with us last year. Thank you for your patience with us also. Thank you for coming to hear the word of the Lord. If you didn't come, who shall we preach to? But thank you for supporting the course of the gospel. God richly bless you and reward you. Brother Sam has preached, he has punched some of the things I will have said today, I mean this afternoon. But then, the gospel, we cannot exhaust the gospel. So trusting God to help us, let's take our Bible. As
as we read from the book of Genesis chapter 24.
Genesis
verse 58. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go.
May
the Lord Jesus.
58.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Just for as much as this time will take us this afternoon, we want to continue with this sermon. Time of decision. The time of decision. Abraham said that a time will come when we will be forced to say yes or no. Because everybody has to make one decision at a time. Although we know that we make decision every day. Because there are major decisions that we have to make in life. Like Pastor said last Wednesday, some decisions are reversible. Some decisions are not reversible. Once we made that irreversible decision, that is the end. Some mistakes we can make in life and still make corrections. Yes. But there are some major decisions that we have to make in life. Like a young boy or a young girl going to school. They have to make decisions which career they want to choose in life. And I've seen people that went to the university, that went to school to read accounting. And at the end of the day, they became engineers. So that one is reversible. But there are some decisions like deciding who your husband or who your wife is, will be or is. That one is until death. The way
parts.
It's not reversible. That is why Brabram, we read on Wednesday that we have to pray. And pray well. Brabram said, especially in these days. You have to pray and pray well before you decide on who your husband or your wife will be. And I also said that we make decisions every day. There are some decisions that Baba said there is unwritten law of choosing among us. The reason is that nobody will force anybody to make any decision. God will not even force you to decide for him. What God has done is that he has given all of us his word. And he has placed it on our laps. Then it is left for us to choose. Joshua. He told the people. He said, choose this day who you will serve. Whether you will serve the God of the Amorites. Of the country of where you are staying or you are standing, or you serve the Lord, the God of your fathers. So nobody forces anybody to make decision. Decision is on our own to make every day. And whatever decision we make, we are responsible. So time of decision. Like the clothes you are wearing now, You decide on which cloth to wear. It is your choice to wear this cloth. For me now, it was my choice to wear this coat. Nobody forced me, nobody advised me, nobody caressed me, nobody did anything. I chose it myself. And that's what we do every day. Unknowingly, we make decisions. But a Christian should make his decision based on the word of God. Is that true? A Christian should make his decision based on the word of God. Where we go, it should be the word of God guiding us. What we do, it should be the word of God guiding us. Even in our action and our reaction, it should be the word of God guiding us. How we dress, it should be the word of God guiding us. Before you leave your house as a Christian, a Christian sister, before you leave your house as a Christian sister, you should check your dressing by the message. You check your dressing by the message. Because the message is not silent about the way we dress. There is a word of God that is attached to the way we dress, to the way we appear. A child of God must appear in a particular way. I was saying on Wednesday, nobody knows how some people decide to go to Biafra Lol every day. When you are going to, but it is common everywhere now. Everywhere. I don't care where you stay, you will see Biafra Lol everywhere now. When you are, you know, after this service, as you are going home, you will see them everywhere. Cars parked at Biafra Palace. That is the decision of some people. You see, sometimes I wonder, but then I remember the scriptures. See, some people, it is their joy to wallow in sin. But you cannot do that as a Christian. Even the thought of sinful thing coming to your heart, it will almost want to kill you sometimes. How much more wallowing in sin? That is the decision of some people. Praise the Lord. So I was saying, there is a word of God that guides every way we do, everything we do, rather. Okay. Let's go to Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. We are coming gradually. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. That is what a Christian does. Now, Proverbs 16:3. Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. That is the admonition of the word of God. Our ways, our works, everything we do, we commit it unto the Lord. Before we decide what to do, we must commit it to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So as a Christian, you must check your ways. We must check our ways, rather, before we make our decisions. May God help us. Now this sermon deals with Abraham deciding, and Eliezer also making decision, and Rebecca also making decision. Those are the three major actors in this sermon that Abraham referred to.
But I want to take us beyond that to some other people also deciding in the scriptures. Praise you, the Lord. See, let's go to the Kinsman Redeemer. Kinsman Redeemer. There were two characters in two characters that began Kinsman Redeemer in the book of Ruth. They were Ruth and Orpah. We know the story. Just to remind ourselves again. Ruth and Orpah married Hebrew children. Along the line, their husband died. And they were left with their mother-in-law. According to what Brother Abraham said, in those days, when a man dies and he has junior ones, is the junior ones are to take their wives so that they can raise a seed for their dead brother. But in this case, Malon and Chinon do not have brothers. Malon and Chinon, they were the only sons of Naomi. And they died. Ruth married one of them, and Orpah married one of them. Then Naomi heard that there is bread in Bethlehem, Judea. Then she decided to go back home. Ben. And the daughters-in-law said that we will go with you. But then, to cut the story short, Naomi preached a sermon to them, as we say it, made the reality real to them. We know the story, that's why I'm not bothering myself too much. Then Orpah realized that is the truth. By the way, where am I going? This woman of a truth has no more son. And even if, as she said, if she give birth to a son today, am I going to wait for the boy to grow before I marry? And by the time the boy will grow to maturity, I'm already what? I've already reached menopause. So that is the reality. So for Orpah, our relationship with Naomi is not beyond mother-in-law to daughter-in-law. Perhaps the husband must have told her that there is a God in Israel that delivers, there is a God in Israel that saves, there is a God in Israel that heals, there is a God in Israel that delivers and helps and bless and does all those things. As long as the husband was alive, Orpah believed. Abi? She believed. As far as the husband was alive, she believed. Now that the reality is on ground, who am I going to? What is my future? What is my hope of where I'm going? I don't know what will happen to me in that place that I'm going. Then she turned her back
She kissed her mother-in-law, turned her back and went away. But Abraham said, she was excommunicated from the program of God. That was a decision. But in Ruth's case, the mother-in-law told her, you also go now, like your sister has gone. We know the story. Let me read from this sermon. That's actually where I'm going. Kinsman Redeemer, paragraph 77. Let's hear what Brother Abraham said here. Yes, paragraph 77. It came a showdown in our life. It comes to a showdown in everybody's life. And Ruth had to make a decision. So the Bible said that her mother-in-law told her, go back to your gods like your sister-in-law did. Go back to the look, to the lukewarm. Go back like the lukewarm did. Why don't you go on back? The gospel preacher, if you want to go, go on. That's what the gospel preacher will say. The real truthful preacher that we put it before the class of people. You make your decision. You stand on your feet. The lukewarm, wishy-washy, in and out won't say that. But a real servant of God will lay it on your laps. Make your decision. Ruth said, I will go where you go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you live, I will live. Where you die, I will die. And where you are buried, I will be buried. There is the real decision. Lord, I will take you as my savior. If the Bible says repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that I will do. If the Bible said I must receive the Holy Ghost, that I will do. If the Bible tells me Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that I will believe. I will take the Bible and God for what is wrote, is written, and what he is. No matter what anybody has said, there is the real root. She made that decision. She had to either go back or go forward. She stood on the same ground. We stand on the same ground this morning or this afternoon. Go back or go forward. Don't never go back. Let's go forward. On into the promised land they went. Into the land of strange people. Ruth, a type of the believer now. What is the believer? When she or he comes out, the person from the world, he comes in among Christian believers. Women that used to smoke, drink, and play cards at societies, and so forth, and have all kind of fancy stuff, and like some kind of freeze up boats. But now she's changed. She has made a decision to go with God. Now she comes into a people that doesn't believe that kind of stuff. She's a stranger. She got to work as a pilgrim. She doesn't know their customs. They are all strange to her. She don't know what to do. That is what Ruth had to do. That is what you have to do. That is what I have to do. Let's listen to Brother Brown's experience. When I accepted Christ, I was torn out of my own home. When I accepted Christ, my boyfriend, girlfriend, everybody threw me down. Went down with a bunch of old people that had the Holy Spirit and believe in God. And serving Him. The guests was down there in that church were different than the guests I had been going with. They look different. They acted different. They were strange. I was scared of them. They were different people. That is the way our sister should be. Anybody coming in here strangely, newly, should meet our sisters like that. Let's read it again. He said, those sisters there, the guys was down there in that church were different than what the guys I had been going with. They look what? Different. A Christian look is always different. A Christian girl don't paint powder. I mean powder, not even the all these other paints. A Christian sisters don't use all this manicure that they use. Their looks are different. Their looks are natural. Praise the Lord. They look different. They acted different. They were strange. And I was scared of them. They were different people. That is what Ruth had to do. She had to come from her home over to another people. She was converted. She made a decision. And you make a decision. You got to take your choice. You want to go back to the things of the world, or you want to go on with God? Do you want to act like the world and the rest of them? Then kiss Christ. Bye bye and go back. But if you want to take your way with the Lord's despised few, hold on to God's unchanging hands. Regardless of what the rest of the world say, you hold right there. God says so. It's true. I believe it. Though I can't make it manifest in my life, God said so. I believe it. I hold right here. That is the way she did to Naomi.
I will not leave you. I will go where you go. Your people will be mine. The way they act, that is the way I will act. The way they do, that is what I will do. What they eat, that is what I will eat. Where you die, I will die. For somebody to say that, that person is totally resolved. There is no way I'm going again. I've become the property of Jesus Christ. And that is the way all of us should be. We should be property of Jesus Christ. Whatever his word says, that is what we should do. Like I was saying Wednesday, I don't know why some people will come to church. They will hear the word of God and still go with their whole mind. Such people have not decided like Ruth did. Such people still have their whole mind. Whatever the mind of Christ is, they still want to keep their mind. So they have not sold away to Christ. They have not sold away to Christ. Sold away to Christ. Is that a good English? God bless you, sir. So they are still themselves. In other words. But we are supposed to have the mind of Christ. A Christian is supposed to do what? Have the mind of Christ. But when we still go in our own way, in our own thinking, in our own way, we have not yet decided like Ruth did. But what God wants us to do is to decide like Ruth did. Okay, there is still little time. Anyway, Ruth, she never argued with Naomi. Ruth obeyed everything that Naomi said. Because she made a clear-cut decision. To be with Naomi and to die and to be Naomi's people. And to die where Naomi dies. So, she doesn't have a mind on her home. She, every day she waits for instruction from Naomi. And because she was teachable, that was why she was successful. And you know, she had to serve on her own decision. Let's continue a little before we close. All right. So, paragraph 86. That is the way she did to Naomi. I will not leave you. I will go where you go. Your people will be mine. The way they act, that is the way I will act. The way they do, that is what I will do. What they eat, that is what I will eat. Where you die, I will die. Where you are buried, I will be buried. And the Lord do more to me if I fail anywhere. That is the real clear-cut decision. God wants clear-cut decision out of his church. Listen. Well, Lord, if you will just bless me and do this for me, I will do so and so.
That is not a decision. God, I don't care what you do with me. I will go anyhow. If I die, all right. Live or die, whatever. If they laugh at me, make fun of me, don't make any difference. I will go anyhow. That is clear cut decision. Like Rebecca made before she even see before she even saw Isaac. Her parents said, let the girl answer. The girl, she is of age. Let her answer. She said, I will go. Clear cut decision. Quickly made. She cleaved to it. That is what Ruth did. Opa went back. They journey on. Ruth in her heart, not know where she was going, but a type of the church. We sojourn like Abraham, pilgrim in a strange land, among strange people. And on she went. Finally, she came into the room and the place where Naomi was bringing her. And what did she find? Everybody patting her at the back and saying, Ruth, we are glad to have you down here. Was that what she found? No. You expect that somebody like that, everybody will be rejoicing. Oh, God bless you. A pagan coming to serve our God, coming to be with us. Everybody will rejoice. Everybody will do this. Everybody will do that. And pat her at the back. That was not what she find. Okay. She find this God. She finds something evil. She finds trouble. May I say this?
Yes,
our children. How well? Thank God for your parents. If you know what your parents went through. See, your parents have made paved way for you. That is why you are enjoying what you are enjoying. Ask your mommy and your daddy what they went through before they come to this point. You see, what your parents suffered before they came to where they are, before you they came to where you met them. You are just enjoying. I wish God will show you a glimpse of what your parents passed through. Then you know that, Kai, these are parents are gallants. Okay, let me just say this. Sometimes, oh, that is good. This is our pastor. Ask him. Those years when he would travel from Ojo to Ososani. Just for service. Now your parents carry you inside the vehicle, you come to church. Ooh, you got to church. I know sisters here that trace distance to come to church to serve the Lord. But here, you young ones, you just meet everything. Good. Everything is fine. Your parents are riding cars. Before they started riding cars, do you know what they passed through before they own car? Please, where you get home, young ones, I'm giving you an assignment. When you get home, ask your daddy and your mommy what they pass through to follow the Lord Jesus before they gave birth to you, what they passed through in following the Lord before they gave birth to you, ask them at home. It wasn't easy for your parents. What they passed through, what they suffered to stay with this message. What they passed through, what they suffered, never to shift from this message. And God kept them and held them. Now you met it on a platter of gold. And then you are doing what you are doing. I wish that you have a glimpse of what they passed through before they got to this point. It's an assignment for you, young ones. I will ask you at the Sunday school. God bless you. So Ruth did not find things so easy when she got to Bethlehem, Judea. Alright, let's finish it. Anyway, the time is going. No problem. She finds this God. She finds something evil. She finds trouble. Listen to this. And picture that we tell you that that the Christian life is a flowery bed of ease. Is either is deceiving you, or he has never accepted the experience himself. The what hate you? The people will hate you. You've got to take the way of the Lord despise you. And be laughed at. Make fun of. Or anything else. You've got to be different. You are born of another nation. Praise the Lord. That was what Ruth went through. She had to go and glean every day to eat. She has to work for every meal she takes with her mother-in-law. She had to serve under her decision. But one good thing with Ruth, she was not discouraged. Praise ye the Lord. In the service of the Lord, God's children will never be discouraged. Whatever they have to pass through, whatever they have to go through, if truly they have made their decision for the Lord, whatever the situation of things is with them, they will not complain. They will not grumble. They will not look at the people of the world and compare themselves with the people of the world. Praise ye the Lord. Because when we decide to follow the Lord, by the way, remember your Lord. What your Lord went through. Was it easy for him to go to the cross because of you? By the way, what actually have you even suffered? That we are complaining. Look at what our Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, what he went through because of us. How they spit on him. How they even want to stone him to death. There was a time they wanted to cast him over the cliffs. So that he died. Believing this same, preaching this same old gospel. And at the end of the day, they crucified him. And they crucified him naked because of you and I. So, what can we not endure because of him? Why are we complaining? Why are we comparing ourselves with the people of the world? Because we are not on the same platform.
We are not going to the same destination. Praise ye the Lord. We are not going to the same destination. May God help us. The people of the world, all the enjoyment they will have is what they are having now. There is no hope of eternal life for them. There is no hope of the kingdom of God for them. That is all that they have. They will ever have is what they are enjoying now. But you and I, by the grace of God, we have hope of eternal life. Praise ye the Lord. So why do you compare yourself with an unbeliever? Why do you want to rub shoulder with them? May God help us. Ruth made a decision. So time of decision. All of us have to decide what we want for our lives in the service of the Lord. You want to enjoy a little of the world? Okay, with this little time, we know Ruth was rewarded. Praise ye the Lord. Let's, with this little time, I just want to say this before we close. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we read verses. Verse 23. Let's read verse 25 and 26. That is Moses. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure of Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That was Moses. Moses had the opportunity of being the Pharaoh of Egypt. Like I said sometimes ago. Moses could have decided, I will wait and be king in Egypt. Then I can ask the children of Israel to go to their land like Cyrus did. He could have decided to do that. I will be on the throne. And then all the wealth of Egypt will be in my hands. Then I can have the children of Israel to go to their land. He could do that. He could choose to do that. But that was not the plan of God for Moses. Moses knew and he had been taught that he's a seed of Abraham. And he did not choose to continue to receive the royalty of the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said, I'm not a son of Pharaoh's daughter. The Bible said he went to identify with the mud daubers. That was his choice. He decided to do that. And after he killed one man and he failed, he ran away. But when the time came for God to do his work, it was the same Moses. Mercy. Oh, goodness. All right. Please give me 5 minutes. Please. I beg. Am I allowed? God bless you. Amen. All right. Let's hear something, Brother Bram. I want us to hear something, Brother Bram said here. By faith, Moses. Just before we close. 58:07:20 in the morning.
by faith Moses. Paragraph 75. Are you there? By faith Moses. Please do quiz. Let me start so that you meet us there. Paragraph 75. There is a choosing, and we choose for ourselves. We choose something that is for our own good. But Moses chose the affliction and the disgrace that he might walk with the people of God. Think of it now. Okay, you are there. Thank you. Think of it. Think of it now. Yeah. Disgrace. That might, okay, think of it now. Listen to it. Choose the affliction of the people of God and counted it a great treasure, for he endured seeing him who is invisible. Now Lot one time had to make a choice. And it may be this morning or this afternoon or this evening that there will be men and women sitting here that will make your final choice. You are today what you are because several years ago you choose to be what you are now. And what you choose now will determine what you will be 5 years from today. 5 years from today, you may be a missionary. 5 years from today, you may be a renowned Christian. Or 5 years from today, you may be in hell because you made the wrong decision. 5 years from today, you may be cleaning spittles in a bar room. 5 years from today, you may be a prostitute on the street. Or you may be a man or a woman that is a credit to any society. Because of your choice for Christ. 5 years from today, you may be in glory, gone in the rapture, because you made your choice today. But you've got to choose. And don't look at what you see. Choose what you see by faith. That is the only thing that we can't. Is what you choose by faith. Lot, as he had to make a choice, Abraham gave him his choice. And God give you your choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. In the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of knowledge and a tree of life. When man was given the privilege to choose either one he desired. And so you see today, you are given your privilege as a free moral agent to choose whatever you want to choose. My advice to you is don't look at the modern things around you and the popularity of the glamour that you could be But choose rather by faith him that gives the promise that someday he will come and will made the promise that someday he will come and will right in all wrongs and will give you eternal life and raise you up. No matter if you take the despised way with the lost few, Make that choice. If there is a trouble in the hand, if there is a trouble in the land, if there is a trouble in the church, if there is a trouble in the home, no matter where it is, make your choice. By faith, I will serve God. I will humble my heart in his presence.
I will humble my heart in his presence. I will take the way with God's children. I see them despised and rejected and drove out and made fun of, but I will still take my post of duty. I will stay right by, and when they cry, I will cry with them. And when there is a sorrow, I will sorrow with them. The way they live, I will live. Praise the Lord. That is the admonition of God to us. Let's decide to take the way with the Lord's despite you. God's people are despised. But that does not prevent a child of God from choosing that way, because there is a reward at the end of the day. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. He said, I go to my father's house to prepare a mansion for you. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. There is a promise that is taking us away from this world to his father's kingdom. That is for those who, without all hearts, still follow the Lord to the end. May that be our portion. Let's bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He will always be with us if we do our part. There is nothing this wide world can pleasure afford. 387. Oh, sorry, my glasses is not. Yes, can you? I'm not when I'm tempted to turn from the track. I think of my Savior, my mind wanders back to the place where they nailed him on Calvary. Cannot give.
died fully for Jesus to lead. No friends may forsake me and trials arise. I'm trusting in Jesus. His love never dies. There is no one like Jesus can cheer me today. His love and his kindness never, never fade away. In winter, in summer, in sunshine and rain, his love and affection alone be the same. Oh, we you have this blessing that Jesus bestows. A faithful salvation from sin's bitter truth. Oh, come to the Savior to cover his place. The fountain is open, is flowing for thee. Oh, I love him far better than he days of yore. I serve him more truly than ever before. I do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I be a true soldier, I die at my post. Is that your desire?
Chef, you're currently.
Will you love him but far better than in days of yore?
Oh, Pharaoh, Jesus, you are one of those who call law.
Will you serve him more better?
So see you.
Will you serve him more truly than ever before?
You tell the law.
Will you? I will do as he bids me. What will you do as he bids you, whatever the cost? Will you be a true soldier to die at his or her
post?
Why don't we raise up our hands to him? Whatever our heart desires it, that God will be gracious unto us as I hand over to his servant.
Shall we pray?
Our
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, O Lord, for this privilege you have given to us to sit down again and listen to your word record back unto us. Lord, speaking every time of decision. And Lord, from your word, we realize that decision making is a continuous exercise. It's on a daily basis. We make physical decisions, we make spiritual decisions. And Lord, as your servant said, some decisions are reversible, some are not. We thank you, dear Lord, because we have placed it before us again. Lord, because the unwritten law of choosing is given to every mortal right from the Garden of Eden. We thank you, dear Lord, for presenting unto us the truth. And Lord, thank you for your grace that has helped us to make our decision to follow the right path. We thank you for your word that you have sent to this generation. It has been broadcasted to all. But all did not get the revelation. All did not understand it. It is only your chosen ones that got the understanding and the revelation. We are grateful unto you that you have made us part of them. Thank you for examples that were shown from the scriptures of people that made choices. And Lord, we could know, we could see today where those choices left them. And Lord, we that are presently alive now, that we have had these things, Lord, you have given unto us your own admonition of how to make our choices. So prophet has said that we are what we are today because of some choices we made some few years back. And Lord, the choice we make now will determine what our future will also be. Dear Lord, since we have chosen to serve you, since we have chosen to follow your word, we have not changed our decision. Our decision and our desire is to serve you all the days of our life. We pray you will help us, dear Father.
Amen.
That we will serve under that decision. Situations will come, things will rise up that will make us to want to do otherwise. But dear Lord, may your grace stand for every one of us.
Amen.
That under every circumstances, you help us to remember the decision we have made to serve you. When convenient, when not convenient. Give us the grace, dear Father.
Amen.
Daily increase our revelation.
Amen.
Increase our faith.
Amen.
Show forth your mercy unto us. You especially commit our children into your hand. And Lord, those that never passed through any hazards before they come to this message, they just find themselves growing up, hearing about what we call the message of the hour. We pray, Lord, for as many as does not have the revelation yet, that you will touch their heart, that you open their eyes, that you give them revelation. You answer our prayers on their behalf. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will give unto them a little glimpse of what tomorrow looks like outside of you. When your prophet was preaching a message, Lord, when he preached that sermon, very strong and evangelistic sermon, talking about, Lord, the man that refused to come to the shelter that his neighbor provided, Lord, at the end of that service, he made some statements. He offered a prayer that God should make this pillow of the people like stones, like you did for Jacob, to be able to help your children to think on their ways and turn their feet to your testimonies. We pray you will help as many as have not gotten the revelation of the message of the hour. May you give them that experience. May they have an encounter with you in a realm that will quicken the seed in them, Father. Let it be, eternal Father. May no one, having been this message and listened to it, reap a check of damnation. It's our prayer that you will show your mercy unto your people. Have your own way, dear Father. The things we hear on daily basis may not condemn us at the day of judgment. We pray that those things will prepare us, Lord, to the time we will hear that voice, well done, my faithful servant. May that be the voice that will speak to every one of us. Thank you for your word we have heard. We pray your spirit will cement them in our heart. May it form our meditation. And as we meditate upon it, oh Father, may we be drawn closer unto you. We that have made decisions to serve you, may we never go back on our decision. May our decision be stronger on daily basis, dear Father. Lord, any decision we need to make in future in the line of this your service, may we consider your word. May your spirit guide us into all our decisions. Thank you, eternal Father.
Hallelujah.
Your children that raise up their hand, you are the only one that know exactly the reason they have raised up their hand. But we know when hands are raised up, your prophet is a sign of surrender. And to surrender is to accept your will. May your will be prevailing in the life of every one of us. Help us, dear Father.
Hallelujah.
May our services be better. May our love for you be stronger.
Amen.
May your grace in our life be multiplied.
Amen.
We pray, dear Father, that day by day, your goodness and your mercy will flow through our life, dear Lord. Thank you, eternal Father.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your wonderful name. The vessel you have used to bring your word, may you, O God, recall him, dear Father. May you strengthen him and lift up the honor of his ministry.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you have used today, including your servant that went to Bakatari, including your servant that is at Okioda. Lord, your servant at Sapele and every other place in this country and other nations of the world.
Amen.
We are grateful unto you.
Hallelujah.
May you strengthen them, dear Father.
Amen.
May you lift up the arms of their ministry. Those you use in several other offices and responsibilities, may you bless every one of them.
Amen.
We pray, dear Father, that none of you will serve you in vain, dear Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name. We commit this new week that we have just started into your hand. Lord, we see this moment. We don't know what this evening even holds. You are the only one that knows the end from the beginning. We'll just ask that your grace will go with us, Father.
Amen.
Order our footsteps.
Amen.
Bless our going out and coming in.
Amen.
Be with students and grant them retentive memory.
Amen.
Lord, be with workers and give unto them favor in their places of work.
Amen.
Skill and strength may you give unto them, Father.
Amen.
Be with business people, O God. May you bless the business of your children.
Amen.
Whatever they lay their hands upon, may they prosper.
Amen.
Rebuild devourers for the sake of your children.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are asking this week, do the miraculous, dear Father.
Amen.
Heal the sick and the afflicted. Those who are tied down on the bed of affliction, may the power of the Almighty God set them free, dear Lord.
Amen.
Let it be, eternal Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray, O God, for blessing for your children, that you will meet each one at the very point of their needs, Father. Travelers, may you watch over them, protect them from every evil on the highway and byways, Father. Thank you, eternal Father. The services of the week, may they draw us closer unto you. If we are see here by next Sunday, we will gather again. We pray, O living God, that we have more testimonies that will encourage our heart of your glory and your blessing that we have enjoyed throughout the week. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, you brought us safely. May you take us back home safely.
Amen.
Give us a wonderful night rest, dear Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah, the deacon just reminded me now that this week is the last week of the month, which means on Friday we'll be having the Lord's Supper. The service is not meant for only those that partake.
It's
one of the services of the church. One of the services in the message. So you are invited to be in church on Friday by
5 p.m.
Those that God has given grace to be obedient to God's instruction, they will come. Those who have not gotten that grace, we'll be praying for them until they get the grace. Sister Sunny called just when before we entered the church, a few minutes before we entered, whether we should remember them in prayer, that the snow is a little bit high, they can't leave the house, the tire is covered with snow, yeah, so it has held the vehicle down, he also prays, say we should pray that there will be light constantly. Because if there is no light, they won't be able to on the heater. And then it means that inside the house we also freeze. And when he freezes, no, that's end.
Paris
yeah, that's the end. Yeah. If you know what cold is, even inside Nigeria, I was in Bayelsa one time. The cold was terrible. I have to put light in the stove inside the room. The stove.
Yeah,
this
yara,
is to warm the room.
Yara, ki yara
because
room.
I look at this cold, so
like,
one can cold to the heart, and
that's
all. Not to talk of winter place. Thank God that Nigeria doesn't have winter. None of us will have remaining by now because we don't have the facility to survive winter. We don't have it
yet.
Yeah, about 90-something% of us will have gone soon. That's the truth. So let's remember them in prayer. And that the Lord will preserve them. And keep light constant where they are. God bless you. God willing, the next service is Wednesday. After that, Friday. After that, on Sunday. The Lord spare our life. We like to see Brother Jerry and Brother Kenny Abioye after the service to further on our previous discussions. If I can, I will see Brother Mike separately for something else also. God bless you. Shall we rise? I know He loves me better whatsoever may be. Yes, I will follow my Savior. I know. I will follow Jesus. I know He loves me better whatsoever.
Paris,
it's like do cook, may we come out? Every time we are to sing, we should sing. We are singing unto the Lord, not unto man. And it is a praises that God will either accept or reject. It is a simple chorus, so nobody can say, I don't know. Just two lines, finish. And we have sung it before. May the Lord be our head. I know He loves.